Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins, and I want to say welcome you guys to the Black Financial Channel. That's theblackfinancialchannel.com. Today, I'm going to talk about a couple of quick things. I'm going to talk about Facebook stock. There are reports that Facebook is a dying company, and I'm going to give you the pros and cons of that argument and let you know if I think that's true or not. Second of all, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about stock options and what's going on in terms of opportunities to make money in this economy. And I also have a special affinity I've gained for chip maker stocks. So we're going to talk about that. So get comfortable, buckle up, seatbelt. We're going to get started on the Black Financial Channel right now. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Black Financial Channel. That's theblackfinancialchannel.com. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. I am your friendly neighborhood finance professor. On the Black Financial Channel, we talk about Black wealth and Black economics every single day, sometimes as much as 10 times a day, under one condition. The condition is that we are Black first. Black first means we put our community at the top of our priority list. Black first means we believe in Black wealth. We believe in Black love. We believe in Black family. We believe in Black education and Black intelligence. If you agree with this philosophy, put a B1 in the chat, hashtag B and the number one, B1. Use the B1 hashtag all over the internet. And also shout out what city you're from. If you want me to mention your city, if I see it, I'll say it. Elijah Cox is from Baltimore. I see you. Truthful Reading says, I hope Facebook goes away. Callie Max, what's going on? And Fox Flicks, good to see you. And Mike Check, 1-2, good to see you too, brother. Very nice to see everybody. All right, so let's jump into this today. So first, I want to talk about Facebook stock, and I've read a report recently that said Facebook is a company that's in serious trouble. In fact, according to CNBC, in this report that I read, Facebook was one of the four worst performing stocks on the entire market. In fact, when I get a chance, I'm trying to pull up a screenshot of Facebook stock for you guys, and it's going to kind of make you sad, make you depressed. So just be prepared to, be a little disappointed, a little hurt. So let me see here if I can show. Here we go. I can show you guys the 1 year look. If you can't see it, if you're on Instagram, you won't be able to see the chart. But if you want to, you can go to theblackfinancialchannel.com and you can see what I'm putting on my screen here. All right, so let's look at Facebook stock. Let's just take a quick look here and see what we saw. All right, so there we go. Look at that, man. That is depressing. So Facebook stock has just been garbage. It has been absolute garbage. And this is a huge turn of events because Facebook was a big moneymaker. You see here, it was up to 230, or actually as high as 323. A year ago, now it's at 136. You go back 5 years, you see it hit a peak of 378. So for a very long time, Facebook stock was a big money maker, but now it is literally right now at a price that is lower than it was in 2017. Now, I thought that perhaps Facebook was just struggling like the rest of the market. I thought that maybe it was because the market was doing badly. That's why Facebook was doing badly, but it's much deeper than that. According to some reports that I've been reading, Facebook, and one analyst actually says Facebook doesn't have a business model to speak of. A lot of people trace that back to when they announced that they were going to go head first into the metaverse, and they changed their name to Meta, which was a big surprise. So everybody thought that they were either really stupid or really smart. Turns out that they might not have been so smart. I don't know, but maybe it's going to work out. I can't say. But also they're dealing with challenges from Apple. Apple changed their iOS where they won't release data as easily. And anybody that's been advertising on Facebook and ad revenue is their number one source of making money. Well, now it's harder for the advertisers to even justify the ad spend because Facebook doesn't target the way it used to. So it lost a lot of its competitive advantage. Also, when you got TikTok out here just killing it and taking names and copying everybody just like Zuckerberg used to do, they can't keep up with TikTok right now. They really can't. They're really trying, but they probably won't be able to, some people believe. But then again, though, remember, Facebook is still a behemoth. Facebook made, I think, $6 billion in profit in one quarter alone. That's massive. That's $6 billion. In money, imaginary money. That's money that didn't exist that is in their pocket. So don't act like Facebook is going to be dead, but Facebook stock may not be such a great investment long term because a lot of people wonder if this company is going to be able to make the moves that it wants to make. So it's kind of like, nobody knows. The second thing that, so do me a favor, hit the thumbs up button, thumbs up, share, subscribe if you have not done that yet. Also, just a reminder to everybody, if you want to come to meet us at the All Black National Convention, we're going to meet October 28th through the 30th in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to have a billionaire there, Mike Roberts. He's going to join me on stage. The chairman and the CEO of the Air Jordan brand, former CEO, current chairman of the Air Jordan brand, Larry Miller, is going to be there with me. Also, we're going to have people like Dr. Christina Parks, who is a major, major health expert who blew the socks off the whole pandemic when she did her testimony before the Michigan House of Representatives. We're also going to have people there who are experts in crypto, people like Lene Javette, who can show you how to build your business from scratch. How many of y'all want to run a business? How many of you want to learn how to make money? Well, Lene is your girl, because Lene is one of the best business strategists that I know of, and she's actually finishing her doctorate. So pretty soon she'll be Dr. Lene Javette. So there's a long list of people there, experts in everything from stocks to crypto to relationships. My wife is doing speed dating again this year. So if you'd like to join us, go to allblacknationalconvention.com. That's allblacknationalconvention.com. All right. So let me, and there's a URL on the screen if you want to go take a look. And also you can be a vendor and make money. The vendors make thousands of dollars. Many of them do. So if you'd like to sell your goods to people that want to buy black, then feel free to go to allblacknationalconvention.com, or you can just come there and hang out with us. Either way, it's fun. All right. So the next thing I want to mention to you is I've gained an affinity, for chip makers. I was going through in our Prime program. I have a place where my students can leave me questions about their stock options, their investments, things that they're doing. DrBoyceProime.com. That's the URL on the screen. You can use the code word Dr. Boyce if you want to get 20% off. We meet on a regular basis. We talk about stock options. Prime stands for passive recurring income machine. So I show them how to generate consistent income in a market like this using stock options and other vehicles to generate income. So one of the students sent me a question where he was asking me about chip makers. He asked me about one chip maker, and which led me to look into some of the others. And there was one particular chip maker. I believe the ticker symbol is TSMC. Let me see. TSMC. Here we go. TSMC, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. I like this stock. I really like it. It's interesting because I wonder about the geopolitical risk of investing in Taiwan, given all of the chaos happening between China and the United States. But I am just a big fan of TSMC. And I saw when my student asked about it, I said, hey, you know what? I think I want to own some of that too. So actually, that if you want to know what stock I really like right now, that's the one that I like. Now, in general, this is a really ugly stock market right now that you're dealing with. It's very bearish, meaning that everything's kind of going down. All the news tends to be bad. Every investor pretty much tends to be afraid. It's just a messy market right now. And I'll tell you, there's no indicator to tell you when the market's going to start going up again. There's a lot that has to flesh out. So think of it like, think of this stock market like when you get a really sick person, sick, obese person, and you give them a body cleansing, right? You make them drink certain juices, and you know what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to gross you out or nothing, but imagine that. Imagine that, all that stuff has to come out. All that, those toxins have to be released. Well, right now I see your market as being one where toxins are being released badly in this market. There was a lot of toxic, bloated financial steroids, if you will, that were propping up this market. The question is, how long is it going to be before all this bloaty stuff is out of the body? I don't know. It's going to take a while because a lot of your stocks were overpriced. A lot of your stocks were priced at a level they should never have been priced in the first place. There is a recession that is likely on the way. England is acting a fool. The Bank of England has done some things that has really upset economists all around the world. And inflation still is not in the bag. Inflation is not under control. When inflation gets under control, you're going to see your market start to go up again, most likely. Most likely, you'll see a rally. I forgot, one guy called it a face ripper rally. He said, I think it's going to be a rally that rips your face off, meaning big money being made at that point. So you don't want to miss all that. You don't want to jump in after the rally starts and is over, because then you'll miss it, and then I'll be sad for you. So anyway, so I've been really inspired by the chip maker stocks. Feel free to take a look at the Prime program if you'd like to send me questions. That's one of the privileges of being a student in the program. I'll show you guys actually a screen share of the Prime program and where you can actually get your questions answered. So if you look here on the page, this is Dr. Boyce Watkins' Passive Recurring Income Machine. So you go down here, you can either join annually or you can join monthly. Either way, use the code word Dr. Boyce, Dr. Boyce, all in one word, Dr. Boyce, to get 20% off. And you can pay monthly or annually, depending on what you want to do. And down here, these are your bonuses. These are all the different programs that I included in this package. Black Money 102, Financial Juneteenth Investing Seminars that I put together, How to Invest with Stock Options, What Dr. Boyce is Buying, where I tell you all the stocks I've been buying for the last 2 or 3 years. Ask Dr. Boyce. That's where you can leave, where I've answered thousands of students' questions. But then the part I want to show you is right here. Ask Dr. Boyce about stock options. So this is where, if you are in the Prime program, this is where you got your stock options questions answered. So if you go there, you will find questions similar to your own, and you can just see what answers I gave to the other students also and get answers to all your questions. And one other little bonus that we added in here that we really enjoy is my wife is a therapist, is a mental health expert. So she actually came in and is doing a support group for people that are dealing with maybe financial anxiety or whatever you're feeling as a result of your stocks going up and down. So you're watching your stocks going up and down and you're kind of feeling stressed out about it, or you're worried that you just quit your job and you don't know how you're going to pay your bills, or you're stressed out because you got relatives that you can't do business with and you're trying to figure out how to get along. Well, this is where therapy comes into play. I believe not only do all Black people need therapy, but we all need financial therapy. That means we need to learn how to shape our money mindset in a way that is one of abundance and one of prosperity, and get rid of all the toxic behavior that we saw as children, all the financial trauma we endured, all the financial stress that people put on us, all of the anxiety that we feel when we're dealing with each other. So that's why we included financial therapy in the Prime program. So if you want to join us, feel free. We meet on a regular basis. I text my students almost every day with information about what I'm buying and what moves I'm making. And then I answer their questions about what moves they're making and help them out. So I'm kind of like a financial physician in that way. So if you'd like to join us in the Prime program, feel free to go to drboyceprime.com. You can use the code word Dr. Boyce, all one word, Dr. Boyce, and you get 20% off. Okay, guys. All right. So last point I'll make on this is that this market is a funny market. Next week, nobody knows exactly what's going to happen next week. There will be information released that's going to probably create more of what we've seen so far, which is volatility. A ton of volatility has been hitting this market. It's been kind of ugly. And as you see this volatility, you're going to have to be able to lay low, be cool, and don't freak out. Again, that's where maybe the financial therapy can help, because you don't want to go crazy and make a mistake. Right now, it's the time where money is made. I know it sucks. I know it's hard. But unfortunately, you can't get over the rainbow unless you go through the rain. Okay, so you want to go over the rainbow, you got to go through the rain. Right now it's pouring rain, but I guarantee you in a year or two, if you're invested in crypto and everything else, you're going to see a rainbow, and all your friends are going to get mad at you because you're making so much money and they're not doing very well at all. All right. So anyway, guys, hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe before you head on out. And drboyceprime.com is the URL you can go to if you'd like to join us. And I'll check back in with you guys a little bit later. And God bless you. I hope you make a ton of money. And I wish you the very best. And I'll see you soon. Take care now. Peace.